Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And did you know that the 35th anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act, known as ADA, will be on July 26, 2025? And the ADA is a landmark civil rights law that prohibits discrimination based on disabilities in various areas, including employment, transportation, and public services. And I recently received a study from Trajector Medical Studies, and I will tell you that it's some good news for people who live here. St. Petersburg, Florida, ranked 7 nationally for people with disabilities. And these are highlighting the U.S. cities that are doing the best job of meeting critical needs. And I'm going to talk about some of the services in a minute. So St. Pete was ranked as the 7th best city in the nation for people with disabilities. And this was a comprehensive 2025 analysis conducted by Trajector Medical. And this recognition highlights St. Petersburg's commitment to healthcare access, affordability, and economic opportunity for residents with disability. And they earned a relatively incredible score of 83.40 out of 100 in evaluating 141 major U.S. cities. The city's top 10 rankings are attributed to economic opportunity. Residents with disabilities have the 7th highest median earnings compared to those without disabilities. Healthcare access, 4th highest number of Medicare registered nursing homes per 100,000 people with disabilities, and 8th highest number of beds available at Medicare registered nursing homes per 10,000 people with disabilities. Affordability, it's the 12th lowest percentage of income spent on mortgage payments, making home ownership more attainable for residents with disability. I question that particular fact. And of course, this was done probably before some of the services for Medicare, Medicaid have been, changed. So it is true, though, that St. Petersburg achievement demonstrates a citywide commitment to removing barriers, ensuring that people with disabilities have access to healthcare, affordable housing, and related community resources. In case you didn't know why this matters, nearly 1 in 7 Americans, 13.6%, has a disability, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And it's really important. But let's talk about some of the services in this community that make Americans with Disability Month so important and the continuing commitment. So Pinellas County offers a wide array of services for people with disabilities, including vocational rehabilitation, social security benefits assistant, independent living skills training, transportation, and housing assistant. Organizations like the Disability Achievement Center, Park Center for Disabilities, and the Boley Center provide various programs and support for individuals with disabilities and their family. And CareerSource Pinellas employs a disability program navigator to assist job seekers with disabilities. So let's talk about some of them. Florida Vocational Rehabilitation helps individuals with disabilities find and maintain employment. Independent Living Skills, the Disability Achievement Center, offers training in independent living skills to help individuals live more autonomously. PSTA Access, this is really important. You know, the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority, PSTA, provides paratransit services, PST Access, for individuals with disabilities who cannot use regular bus routes. Housing assistance. The Family Housing Assistance Program, FHAP, helps family experiencing homelessness with disabilities secure and maintain housing. And of course, Park Center for Disabilities, we have often praised and talked about this important organization, nonprofit. It offers residential living, life skills development, job skills training, and transportation services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The Boley Centers is another incredible nonprofit providing services for individuals with mental disabilities, those experiencing homelessness, veterans, and youth. And then the Pinellas County Health Program provides health care, mental health, and substance use services to low-income residents. And there's so many more. There are, you know, so many places in downtown St. Pete that offer special services. There are libraries that offer and museums that offer for those with Asperger's or who have sensory issues. There are special days. I believe the Dolly has that as well. And that is really, really important that, you know, that Americans with disability can find livability, enjoy our museums, and enjoy special services and programs and educational services to maximize and improve their lives. So, this week is the 35th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities, celebrated on July 26th. And so now you know a little bit more. Find out more on our blog for Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.